It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 25th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is instigate, spelled I-N-S-T-I-G-A-T-E. Instigate is a verb that means to goad or urge forward, to provoke. Here's the word used in a sentence from Adweek by Nicole Ortiz. The big thing about effective advertising is that it uses data effectively to instigate behavior. The word instigate is often used as a synonym of incite, I-N-C-I-T-E, as in hoodlums instigating violence. But the two words differ slightly in their overall usage. Incite usually stresses an act of stirring something up that one did not necessarily initiate, as in the court's decision incited riots. Instigate implies responsibility for initiating or encouraging someone else's action and usually suggests dubious or underhanded intent, as in, he was charged with instigating a conspiracy. Another similar word, foment, implies causing something by means of persistent goading, as in, the leader's speeches fomented a rebellion. Deriving from the past participle of the Latin verb instigare, instigate stepped into English in the 16th century, after incite and ahead of foment. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.